and Lipstick is on with Tempest Storm.
Hey guys, this is Tempest. Welcome to the Lies and Lipstick podcast. It is 2018. It is January the 2nd. And I'm just so happy that I made it through 2017. A quick recap, 2017 for me was, I definitely had some huge, big blessings, but then I definitely had some parts that was just like, what the F? But spiritually, I thought that I really grew, and you know, the older I get, the more I realize how important that is to grow, you know, spiritually. I mean, because wealth is cool. We need money to pay bills, and you know, all the other stuff. You know, if you can grow career-wise, that's, you know, good too. But to have a stronger connection with the universe and your spirit guides and God himself, or herself, it's just a powerful thing. So that's one thing I can say about my 2017 recap. But now I'm back. It's pretty late when I'm recording this podcast. And the reason for that, some of you guys might listen to it on Tuesday, but a lot of you guys might listen to it on Wednesday. And I did promise a new episode every Tuesday. But the reason for that is because I don't pre-plan these podcasts. I kind of let my day happen to me to kind of figure out where I want to go and what I want to talk about. One thing with this podcast, I don't want it to be forced. I want it to be natural. And there's always, you know, new subjects and new topics and new things trending. And so I kind of want to be current and relatable. So right now it's 8:36 p.m. on a Tuesday, January 2nd. And let's get into this. Now, today I was on social media and I see that Michael B. Jordan, the actor, is trending. And I'm like, oh. So he was trending today because he has a girlfriend, apparently, and she's not black. And, you know, people were saying black women were mad, but I couldn't find any evidence or proof or any tweets or posts that black women were mad, that they wanted to protest Black Panther that is set to come out in February. So I'm like, who's mad? Where, bro? Because I couldn't find it. So I don't know who made it up to start this conversation or who wanted to paint black women in a bad light. I mean, there's so many people I can name. But the point is, it got me thinking on a bigger thing. Fake news. Like, we have to stop with the fake news. Like, we have to stop listening to these bots or these imaginary rumors and run with it. I mean, it's a new year. It's 2018. We have to do better with our research and our facts. Because it wasn't just people on Twitter pretending or making up or adding to the dialogue that black women were mad that Michael B. Jordan might be dating someone out his race, but radio stations have picked up the story, blogs, and it's like, where is the damn research? Like, we have to wake up. I mean, people are really adding to a conversation that is fake. And it's like, are you trying to do things for likes and retweets? I mean, our thoughts and opinions deserve more. They deserve to go towards something that matters. As 2018 begins, what real subjects are we going to address and what are we going to talk about that matter and that are real and insightful and help other people? I said before for this podcast that I wanted to talk about real subjects, and I am planning that. I, you know, contacted somebody that I want to bring on and interview, because it's not just about Tempest. It's about, you know, my experience with other people and their experience and how other things are shaping me to become the woman that I need to be to create change. I was telling my best friend over dinner, we had dinner to celebrate the new year, that I'm thinking about the legacy that I'm going to create and leave and future generations. Like, how will it look when I'm just dead in the ground, gone, for a Black girl on the South Side? How is that going to look? How can I make that life different? What can I do now that's going to have that type of effect? So that's where my mind is at. So again, I'm going to address politics, love, you know, because love is still super important to me, whether it's between, you know, a partner or soulmate, twin flame, whatever you want to call it, or it's, you know, the love between you and your friends or your family or your community. You know, those are things I want to address. And getting back into the community, I definitely want to address issues that I see going on within the United States, within our country, within the world, within our local communities, and, you know, stuff like that, because we're all one people living on this earth, and we just have so much power if we tap into it and release it. So my main point is, there's so many topics that deserve a voice, and we have to stop letting internet trolls and bots tell us what's important and dig deep around, you know, ourselves and, you know, open our eyes and look around to what's real. In 2018, I plan on doing just that. You know, I want to talk about the subjects that matter and figuring out how to create a legacy on this earth. So if you have any subjects that matter to you, please be free to contact me. The podcast or on my website, that's a great way to contact me, tempeststorm.com. Of course, you have to put a www dot in front of that. And let's talk. Let's start a conversation. You know, topics that you find important, you know, might be great for this platform. So definitely expect an interview. I'm not going to promise one next week because I'm still checking with my subject schedule. But definitely expect something, because I really want this Lies and Lipstick podcast to be exactly what the show would be, addressing different subjects that matter. So thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year. Please stay tuned. I cannot wait to share with you guys all the exciting things coming to this podcast. And I'm forecasting a little bit. Right now I'm in Chicago, you know, recording this. I definitely see myself in other places recording it, in another country recording it, and no matter how busy my life might get, I definitely want to stick to this and definitely do it, because it brings me so much joy, and I'm so appreciative of all the people who listen, retweet, like, you know, repost and download the episode. And even if it's just my mom who listens every week, it makes me so happy. So thank you again. Happy New Year. And please think about what I said. Let's use our voice for something super important. And if you have something that's important to you that you think Lies and Lipstick should talk about, please send it to me at www.tempeststorm.com. Until next time, bye-bye.